You know, sometimes you gotta walk so others can run. I'm stealing Adam's line, damn it. I know it's not till next episode, but I'm stealing that damn thing. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle, recap of Episode 17. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
There's a lot to get through in this episode, right? We're picking up where we left off on the last episode with Tori and Felipe. Because remember, Felipe came downstairs. The guys are all like, oh my God, what's going on? What's wrong? What's wrong? And like, hey, let the man breathe for a second. He's about to pass out. And then he finally tells the guys, I think Tori just broke up with me. Because she felt like the butt of the jokes.
Yeah, you know, I get it. And Felipe says his friends and family know he's going to say stupid shit. And he needs a partner that's going to give him grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it, though, while that's happening, and I will say, and even though Mimi says he's acting like a sad puppy, the man was sad, yes.
That was the alcohol.
Oh.
that was the alcohol. He'd been drinking.
There's that too, yeah.
I've been drinking.
And alcohol will make your emotions, you know, double, triple, quadruple. But the women finally go check on Tori. It took them a while.
Finally.
Now there's a chance for them to really start to go and trash Felipe, which it's crazy to hear all these women with problems in their own relationships talking shit about this man.
Mm-hmm.
Not that he's been the best, but I'm just saying.
The way they get together and do that, it's just, it's ridiculous to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like middle school girls.
Right. It is. You know, Space Unicorn says, who's the most unlikable person in this season? So many. Can you make a poll? You know, I did an impromptu one before. I have my guess for that. Everybody's already voted Courtney, so we're going to leave it there. Maybe when we get to the end of the season, we'll figure that out again. But Caitlin is up there right now, right?
Yeah.
Talking about, I'm getting really mad right now. What are you mad about? And then she's such a man hater. Cook him. Castrate him. Why does he still have balls? Because he's not dating you. He's not married to you.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, and she doesn't like guys with balls.
Apparently.
She can't scissor Devin the way she wants. I get it.
You're so wrong.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Sorry.
Are you sure that's just water, sir? Mm-hmm. What do you think of Marissa, though? Her analogy was so bad. You know, you're Beyonce, and you can't be with someone who thinks they are Beyonce. I'm like, that made
Marissa
no
so, she's so deep. Wow. Whoa, Adam, both of y'all's intellectual abilities, y'all are going to just take over the world.
You know, Felipe tells the guys that Tori needs to give him grace and she needs to not care about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of people who shouldn't give advice, Mecca is one of those people. But what he said there wasn't wrong, because he said that what Felipe was voted on for was a reflection on Tori, and that's why she's feeling the way it is. And then the guys, all the guys, they were not thinking about her feelings when they were voting on Felipe.
Right. They weren't. Mm-hmm. They're just, you know, talking trash. We do this all the time, right? So you just don't think it's that big a deal, but apparently it was, but they weren't thinking like, wow, how does this, you know, should we consider, as much as Tori likes to say that word, should we consider Tori? They weren't thinking about her.
I missed this. I'm glad High Vibe caught it. So I love the way Nikki touched Marissa when she said the Beyonce comment, like, oh, sweet child. You poor child. You poor thing.
Bless your little heart.
I hope the beehive gets you. Don't you drag Beyonce into this. Hey, look who's back. Your frat. You've been hiding.
What up, sir?
Now, Nikki B says, for Mecca to say that, that proves he understands what he's doing to Belle.
Yes. What I said last night, he knows exactly what he's doing.
He knows.
Saboteur!
He's just surprised that, damn, that didn't work? She's still here?
Yeah.
As you'll see, because this episode, he still carries his villainous arc on, right? But here's the problem I have. They decided everybody breaks up, and then Felipe actually chose to sit down and have a conversation with the worst person to give advice, Caitlin. Why would he sit there and even listen to the woman who, when he walked out of the room, go, I hate him? No, yeah. First of all, just seeing her and what she's been at, why would he listen to her?
She's the Dr. Phil of the group, Yanni. I mean, come on. She's the voice of reason.
She.
I was so annoyed that she came up to talk to him, and she's trying to tell him that Tori wants him to draw a boundary with the guys. And I'm thankful Sean stepped in and made it make sense, because I'm looking at Caitlin thinking, you are not the one that should be giving anybody relationship advice.
At all. I thought that, you thought that, the live crew thought that. So I fast forwarded through that until we got to Devin and Nikki, who were also thinking that. Like, what the hell is Caitlin doing in there talking to? She need to focus on her own relationship, right? But then Devin admits there are no romantic feelings at all, which,
yeah,
can't blame him.
And he thinks Caitlin is toxic, which I think we've all seen that. So, you know, she's come from a lot of toxic relationships. That's just who she is. But he said that there's no romantic feelings, which to me makes sense on why he's not made a move. Like, why would you make a move if you're not really feeling a romantic connection with somebody?
Right.
You know, I mean, I have friends, you know, when I was single, I had female friends that are cool. I didn't want to hook up with them. I didn't want to make out with them.
Yeah. Unveiled Grace says, before we move off of Tori and Felipe, says, I think Tori's an indirect communicator, and it bothered me because giving a cold shoulder is not communicating. Says a reminder from this chick from Love is Blind, can't remember her name, Amber. I forget the seasons after as soon as we're done with them. But do you think she's Tori's an indirect communicator?
Tori? Yeah, because remember I said yesterday that she needs to be more direct when she's talking to Felipe. Mm-hmm. Remember she said, say you're me and I'm you. Like that whole BS, be very direct. Hey Felipe, you're doing this and I don't like it.
Right. You did say that. You did set that up. So the next thing we do see is Caitlin sitting there in front of the camera complaining that Devin goes to take a shower, right? Like Mimi says, first of all, Caitlin talked to other people in this episode more than she talked to her own husband, this whole experience. Girl, shut up. Absolutely. I did not want to hear anything she was saying in this point, but I did listen. And what I heard was the worst thing, because she says, I've been intentional about my advances. Leaning on me, scratching my back, that's not a green light when you've been putting up a wall this entire time. The man is in the shower. Let's take a test here. Fellas, I'm not even going to ask the ladies. I'm going to let the fellas speak up in this one. What should she have done when he jumped in the shower?
Get in there with him.
Damn, Skippy.
Get in there with him. He's not going to kick you out.
Yeah.
Only time a guy is going to kick you out the shower if he's not attracted to you. Hey, he's going to call HR on you. You know?
Get away from me.
No guy's going to kick you out the shower. If she walked in naked, he'd be like, whoop. Game on. He'd have forgot all about that conversation. Or when he gets out of bed, when he gets out of the shower, he gets in the bed, touch him in a special place. Touch him. Just put your hand on top and just look at him. No, just it's got to happen.
Did you dry everything?
Yeah. Is he nice and clean? Just tap on him. Do you mind if I speak into the mic?
Devin would have definitely understood the assignment, as did everybody else in the chat. Mimi says, go get in the shower, fool. Trey, get in the shower too, Caitlin. Kevin is like, I ain't even answering this because she lying. She ain't want that, man. Toya says, while he's in the shower, she needs to put on some lingerie. No, I'm like, yeah, that's cool and all. But if Devin's like me, I'm like, yeah, you ain't got to put that on. Could have done something better like getting in the shower with me. something BB message says, I'll picture Mecca while in the shower with him if that helps.
Wow.
Nikki B, on the other hand, says, hey, feed that man. Give him something to eat.
There you go.
Michael, what's you say put some Caribbean flavor on it.
Take care of yourself.
Oh my God. Mimi says, also scooch that booty at him. He'll know what time it is. All these things. Instead, she picked a fight with him, right? The fact that she's not only blaming him, told me exactly what was about to happen, but she starts questioning, is he afraid? And I'm like, shut up. Afraid? That irritated the crap out of me. I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, it's like you're about to tell her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I would, actually. I would. I did to the TV. Now, of course, there's a big argument that night, right? And we find out about it the next morning as Devin's blowing off steam, cooking in the kitchen, and Caitlin's doing her usual bullshit out there with Michelle and Cameron just chilling. And this jackass, she really says she wants to feel like she has, she doesn't want to feel like she has to do everything. And she wants to feel desired.
Do something.
You've done nothing. You haven't even kissed this man since Cancun. What green light do you think he thinks he has?
Right.
This is irritating. This is irritating. By the way, Mike says you're crazy. One open mic night.
I'm crazy about that, Mike.
But the neighbor guy doesn't want to know that.
Yeah. Every guy wants open mic night.
No man has ever said no.
Yeah. There was, oh, no, don't do that.
Even though I think I know somebody who did that before, like, because he didn't want to look at her in a different way. Like, what's wrong with you? Grow up.
We're adults.
You better grow up. Yeah. Now, she even jokes that they may, that to Michelle and Cameron, that they almost lost a couple last night. Mm. Even though Cameron's like, yeah, I thought we were about to lose everybody. Which, at first, I was going to blame Michelle for what happened next, but Cameron started it. If you think about that moment when he goes, I thought we were going to lose all the other couples. Oh, really? Why? And then you realize why he should never talk to Michelle.
Well, you know, Cameron told Michelle everything. Okay. Girl, you ain't going to believe this, what happened last night. The problem is, Michelle, if you're watching, keep your mouth shut. When he shares stuff with you like that, it's not your job to relay it. He's just talking to your partner. You know, if I'm in a relationship and I share stuff, that's between us. I don't need you to go, you know, Terrell say he didn't like that haircut you had last week. Right. Well, he didn't tell you. Yeah, no. But what was annoying here is Cam is trying to, you know, he can tell Michelle is just gnawing at the bit to say something. And he's like, loose lips, sink ships.
He said that and she was like, yep.
But I got to.
Call me a hole in the hull. Yeah. We're about to sink this one.
She has gossip Tourette's. She has to get it out. She can't hold it in. So I like how Cam says, well, I'm going to leave. Let y'all talk. And it was annoying because here's why Michelle shouldn't have said it. She's not saying the whole story. Mm. And Cam might not have given her the whole story. Mm-hmm. This is why you don't just spread gossip.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the problem. Lala says, that's why Cam and Michelle sucked, because why not go straight to Belle instead of sharing the gossip with Caitlin?
Right.
Because sharing it with Caitlin, who is, what she needs is advice. Yeah. I mean, but you know, here's the thing. Cam and Michelle are messy as hell. And they're so messy that, remember when Caitlin's like, oh yeah, we were arguing. You know, oh yeah, we know. We almost were like, do we need to get up and go listen a little harder?
Yeah.
Which tells you everything about them. They're both nosy, messy as hell. They don't have the drama, so they want to hear all the drama, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that was the wrong thing to be saying anyway. So this is a problem with these two. We see that, right? We do get to see Devin and Caitlin again, though, after, right? And when they go on this little date, they're in the car ride where they're actually holding hands and all this other stuff. A little playful smiles and everything. But they go on this hiking date. They're up on the mountain. And did you catch the way that Devin was kind of bending? He's always doing it, but bending to Caitlin's will, right? Because he says, I'm a dumb guy. Touching my shoulder is not something I see as I want to fuck you. And she's like, I don't like that language. So he adjusts as he's done this entire damn season.
I don't fault him for adjusting, but this just proves my point that Caitlin is a prude. Mm. And there are certain guys that like that type of woman. I know. I like a woman that can say the F word and not be all weird about it.
Right.
But what I really liked is how Devin, I don't want to use the phrase laid the law down, but he put his standard out there and said, hey, the way last night went, when you talk to me, that can't happen again. Yes. That's I'm not going to take that. you know, don't you disrespect me and you shut me down. That can't happen again. And I like how he kept reiterating it. That can't happen again. It wasn't a one time. He's letting you know. And she looked like a child that was getting chastised.
She was.
Because she was. But I love how he, I wish so many people in relationships would have that line in the sand, because there's just no way. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around people in relationships that get talked to disrespectfully and stay in the relationship. Mm-hmm. It takes one time to talk to me crazy.
Yes.
I'm out.
Eli, not Manning, says he set that boundary as he should. And Monica's like, hey, he uses the F word all the time. Exactly. That's part of his vocab, and it's fine, right? And to your point, he says, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, and then he gets to it.
Yeah.
And I do like the fact that he did do that, to your point. Lay the law down, let it be known, because you can't let that slide, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kevin. Appreciate the super chat. It says, can't
Thanks,
wait
sir.
To hear her, meaning Michelle, gossip about him, Cam, being broke. She's not going to do that because it's going to make her look bad. Because remember, what she say? Oh, well, I realize I have to change my expectations. She said that, and she got that out the way to make sure, here's our one roadblock, let me get that out the way. Now we have no others, except maybe her cooking. She doesn't realize it yet, but that's a problem. Cam just, he kind of hinted at it. I don't think she heard him, but he hinted at it, right?
He did.
Now, pimp named Slipback, shout out to you for the super chat as well. Thank you very much, sir. Says, no, Terrell, Caitlin isn't a prude. She just doesn't like Devin. I bet you if Mecca said, I want to F you, she would have been like, when and where? Then he goes into the last three words. She's a demon.
I don't know. I just think she's just a prude. I don't think she's... Yeah.
But now, here's why I agree with Pip name Slipback, because the thing, simple thing is, she wasn't approved of them other guys that she was with.
Mm-hmm.
When she back it up and drop it low with them, and they were treating her like trash, this man treated her nice. And you know what happens to the nice guys? There's a point when they finish last, until the right woman realizes, you know what? They got to get out that I love the bad boy phase. And if he had come in and been an ass to her, she would have been all over him.
Unfortunately.
And that's a problem. Yes.
Unfortunately. Yes.
If he was Felipe to her, she would have been fine. Plain and simple.
Yeah. It's what she's used to.
Yeah. And that's a big problem. We do get to see some of these couples going on different dates, right? Belle and Mecca go on a wine date. And of course, Mecca does everything he can to belittle Belle. Have you ever done wine tasting before? Yes. Well, let me tell you how it goes there.
I'm looking at him. There's nothing about you that says you're a wine connoisseur. You just shut the hell up. Yeah, and the way that, here's how I know he's not a wine connoisseur, because this is what he did. That's a good red.
Yeah.
A wine connoisseur would talk about what type of red it is. This is a good cab. Uh-huh. This is a good Syrah. This is a good Malbec. Yeah, he's just full of crap. Mm-hmm. It's annoying. And I think he's just very, and I know guys like this that are grown, but they just act high school childish.
Yeah.
They just never grow up. And I feel like that's what Mecca is.
That's definitely what he is. You know, the thing about this too, Belle tells Mecca about the women's reaction to his comment, right? Because he's like, I know I got cooked. Then she goes into how she defended him. And this.
Yes. Yeah.
This arrogant bastard.
Mm-hmm.
That girl loves to protect her man.
Yeah. The way she laughed at how the girls were mad, but I told them, you know, not to take it out on you.
She's a fool.
Belle, Jesus.
She's a fool. I'm sorry to say. He's like, I don't deserve her. You're right. You're not deserving of her. But you know what? She's absolutely deserving of your behavior towards her, because she just refuses to take a hint.
Mm-hmm.
Leave, please. By the way, shout out to Cobra, who said, hey, 62 likes, 225 in here. Come on now. And it's 241 now, so hopefully it's more than 62 likes. So do us a favor, please. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts!
Next couple up was the first couple that kicked everything off, and the drama couple at first is Tori and Felipe. How did you think this was going to go when he went into the room to have a convo with her this time? Because she said nothing to him at breakfast.
Right.
Totally ignored him.
Yeah.
Didn't even want to speak when he was in the room.
Yeah. Tori is right in how she feels about all of this, but there's just something about Tori I don't trust. I can't put my finger on it. But I expected this conversation to go better because Felipe's sober. And when you're sober, you can think through and understand more of the conversation. So when they start talking, she explains it to him again about that she said, you wanted, you know, to make things easier for me and you wanted, you know, be a safe space for me. And you're not doing any of that. And you're not considering me in these random things you're saying. So I think he finally realized what the issue is. And then he tells her that he has PTSD of partners being ashamed of him or caring too much what other people think about him.
You know, I do like Tori said, though, you're supposed to be my safe space.
Yeah.
Which is, she's absolutely right. I didn't know how to take the comment when he said, well, if you still want to try, I'll hold space for you.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. But she says, yes, they cuddle and they're back peas and carrots again.
Then they go out on a date and he thinks he's about to win. And apparently Tori was like, let me explain why you should never do that to me again. My aim is good in that archery.
Yeah, she knows how to use a bow and arrow.
Yes, apparently. Before we get to Belle, Nikki, and Michelle, shout out to Pimp Name Slipback. Thank you for the additional super chat. Says Devin should have asked Belle to jump in the shower. They would have actually probably been a good match, too. Maybe. But and I see a lot of people trying to match them together in the live crew a lot as we've been doing these. But we do see Belle, Nikki, and Michelle. And I have to ask you, should Michelle have shared what she heard Mecca said with the guys? Should she have shared that with Belle?
No, because she's sharing something secondhand and she doesn't know the full conversation.
Okay, not even with Belle, the person that was.
No, you got to say it right, because what she told Belle is that Mecca said that he doesn't like the fact that you don't have big boobs. It's not what Mecca said. What Mecca was saying when they were asking, what's your dream girl look like? And he said, big boobs. But he didn't say, hey, everything about Belle is okay, except I don't like her breasts. He didn't say that. That's how it comes across. So I don't think she should have said it because it's just messy. It's hearsay. It's a game of telephone.
Now, Nikki B says, yes, she should have shared it with Belle, but privately because Caitlin laughed immediately and grabbed her mic. That was when she shared it with her earlier. I don't think she should have shared it with Caitlin, period, right? Now, Assumpta B says, I don't mind Michelle sharing because Belle would have seen it on TV regardless. The conversation was had on camera, so it was fair game. And I don't have a problem with her sharing it with Michelle. Like J-Roll says, yes, she should have. Mike says, no, Michelle is a villain. She is definitely giving off villainous vibes. And Coach Run said, it's way too many chatty patties. Even though Allison says Michelle should have told her. And I agree, she should have probably told her. But we knew it was going to happen, right? Because Belle says every man has felt the need to humble her at some point or another. So this is not new to her. This is why she's...
Right.
But then she claims Mecca knows he's on thin ice. And I have to ask.
I don't think he does.
Does he?
Yeah. I don't think he does.
Now, Lucy B's trying to point out that actually Mecca said thick. I don't think it's just boobs. He wants cake, too. Now, you know that basketball player had no cake.
Well, yeah, he said thick, but then when Adam was asking, he's like, he did this. He made the hand gesture. He didn't physically say boobs. He made the hand gesture. But we know the Portugal girl's not thick, so I don't buy it.
At all. Topfly says he said he liked his women thicker. Adam 1,000% baited him into saying something because he knows Mecca can't keep his mouth shut. Do you think he was baited into that?
No. Got to take accountability for what you say. Don't, I would never have said that if he didn't bait me into it. Own your stuff. It's like Felipe. Was he baited into saying all the dumb shit he said all season? No.
Yep. You know, the other thing, Deja said, I can't defend Belle anymore. Lucy B also said Bell took this comment too well. Some reason I think he already told her he was a boob guy.
Mm. Well, at least she said, hey, I don't like guys with nail polish. But
yeah, she did say, I did say, but I didn't, but she hasn't held that against him.
Right.
And the man hasn't even gone to get a fill-in yet.
Mm.
And it was, okay, you know, CXM says, I tried to like Mecca, but he's getting on my nerves. I think that he's way past that at this point with everybody, right? Nikki then shares what Sean said about her being a 10 in Seattle, a 7 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason this is so important is because what happens next at dinner, right? And we'll get to that in a little bit. But first, quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're here now as part of the live crew or watching this latest part of the replay gang. Please do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shout! And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut. Hold on, let me do this. Got it. I fixed my camera deal, so I have them correct now. Use the shortcut. Scan the QR code. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for story time with Terrell.
To the replay gang, do us a favor, hit that hype button. To all of our podcast fam listening on your favorite app, thank you too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, there's another QR code over Terrell's left shoulder.
Yep.
It's the merch store. Scan that QR code and thank you in advance for your support. You know, it hasn't come up yet, but I think this is the perfect place to put it. Let us know that you've made it this far. Right? It'll make everybody else wonder, why the hell are they saying that? Leave the word, actually, leave the acronym, STFU. I know one person said it, but yeah, it sure could have applied to a lot of people in this episode. So let's go with the acronym, STFU. Live crew, mm-hmm, leave it in the live chat. And replay gang, make sure you drop it in the comments section. Whether you choose to go all caps, first letter caps, it doesn't matter. Just leave the acronym, STFU, because a lot of people should have adhered to this and done that. Right?
Yep.
Okay. And I even made me put a little extra on there. We get to dinner, right? And what's interesting to me is that Mecca had the nerve to ask if you're more into your spouse now than before.
Mm.
I'm like, wrong person, wrong time. And then he decides to try and be accountable for being disrespectful to Belle, or did you count it as accountability?
Well, he already knew they knew.
Yeah.
He knew the ladies knew because she told him. Mm-hmm. So I don't call it being accountable, but then Belle tries to say, well, Mecca has a way of saying things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's disrespectful. That's the problem. It's not about, he has a way of saying things. Yeah. Disrespectful way of saying things.
Yes.
You're taking it.
No, indeed. Indeed. You know, the bad thing is that Belle again goes in defense mode for him.
Yeah.
And this, I get so agitated every time she does this.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just keeps doing it. And then Michelle speaks up, says that Mecca needs to be grateful for being with Belle.
Now you got to sing it. You got to use that vocal fry. Every time she talks, I'm thinking to myself, Cameron, how you going to deal with that for the rest of your life? The rest of your life.
Yeah, apparently he has no problem with it.
It could be fixed. She can work on it. It could be fixed.
Talk about a joy killer in the bedroom.
Oh, Cam. I just want to say this is the best sex ever.
What's interesting to me is Nikki next talking about her and Sean's relationship, right? And how it's progressed, how she decided to just lean in, it's progressed in. She actually likes the guy and she kind of misses him while he's gone in New York for his mom's birthday party. What irked me out of this was Belle having the nerve to say, nothing against Sean, but it's a hell no for me. Did you catch Nikki's reaction to Belle saying that?
Yeah, because Nikki's like, hey, girl, pump the brakes. You're the last person, if you're talking about a hell no, what you've been putting up with.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
That was crazy. And then, of course, Nikki has to let everybody know, give you some context of why she's saying this, is Sean called her a 10 in Seattle and a 7 in New York. And, of course, everybody's like, what?
Do we need to go back down that road? Never mind.
No.
All right, we won't.
No.
But then Belle goes, oh, well, there's a difference between being honest and respecting the person you're with. And I know Nikki had to be like, girl, weren't you defending that nail polish, needing a fill-in, wearing mud duck sitting next to you? And you have the nerve to be talking about me and my man?
Ain't that the pot calling the kettle a Negro?
Or a ninja.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, Mecca has been the most disrespectful in ways the producers haven't even shown us yet.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been blessed to see all of it yet. We're about to. But damn, I couldn't believe the way she was, right? To me, it's like, look, Belle, I need you to take off the fake long-ass nails because they're obstructing your view. You can't see clearly. You need to look. The man sitting next to you is killing you, and you don't even realize it. You gonna talk about Nikki and Sean because you went on one date with them. Stop it.
See, guys, women that eat hot Cheetos, you can say whatever.
Mm-hmm. See? It all plays in
there. It's the hot Cheetos. That's what it is.
Now, High Vibe says that was projection. And Mimi says she did all that, but focused none of that towards the clown that she's with.
Yes.
Even though I think he realized that some of that was towards him. But if you're going to do that, don't be indirect. Speak to the jackass that's acting that way, not to the man who's not present, because she's lucky Sean wasn't there.
Oh, he would have had some things to say. It'd been interesting.
Yo, I am so mad that he wasn't there because he would have lit her ass and Mecca's ass up for that.
Yeah.
That would have been, I haven't taken Sean's side at all this season. I wanted him there for this one.
I wish he was there not only for that part, but for what Michelle had to say.
Yes.
Because Michelle gets on her high horse. This is where I lost it for her now.
Knowing
I was defending Michelle a whole lot. But exactly. Knowing your value makes you more special than just getting to decision day. And I like how Nikki was like, okay, hey, that's kind of a wild assumption.
Yes.
No, because what she's saying is that the ladies there don't know their worth and they're letting themselves be mistreated. Well, Belle is. We can argue that.
Yeah.
Belle's. Mm-hmm. But it's a wild assumption to say that. And I like how Nikki said, hey, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that, but I call BS. Yeah. But I wish if Sean was there, what would he have said to that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he would have lit her up for that one. Yeah. Because you know, he would have called her out on the fact that she's compromising.
Exactly. Yes.
Now the producers should have asked if they could pay for Sean's mom's birthday party and reschedule it for 2 weeks later, because at least they would have gotten past decision day, so they could have then had him there for this, because this is the one time he needed to be there. Let's move on.
FaceTime. Yeah, FaceTime Sean real quick.
Mrs. K says, I like when Nikki pushed back on Michelle. I like when Nikki pushed back on Michelle. I'm mad that she didn't push back on Belle, and probably because she goes, Belle, I know you're hurting. I'm going to leave your ass alone right now. But watch what you're doing.
Right.
Because I see you. So she did give Belle a pass, right?
Yeah.
I do like how Devin kind of stepped in and gave props without throwing everybody else under the table, though. He gave props to Nikki for, you know, stepping up in her relationship. A little shade on his side of it, too.
Yeah. You say he was holding Caitlin's hand. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was, like, squeezing. You know, Nikki, I love how you tried to squeeze. And you put in effort, squeeze, squeeze.
Meanwhile, Sean is saying, by the way, Nikki does not miss that dude. I don't know now. If they're putting all good for the cameras, they're putting all good for the cameras. But let's be real. I know what she wanted, what Nikki wanted at first, right? She wanted the 6'4", you know, muscular build. She wanted Jorge from Age of Attraction. She got Sean. They're actually not a bad match. They're just, because aesthetically, they look all right.
Aesthetically, they do. It's just hard to believe that there's this 180 that they've made and everything's great. I just don't buy it.
No. Yeah, I mean, I get that too. So, J.C. Walker says she missed that attention. Yeah, because they would have been traveling between all three beds, the two bunk beds and the extra one.
Yes.
Let's try this bed next. Then this bed.
Yeah. Yes.
There's one more to go. Trey says, though, Nikki and Sean are one and the same.
They are, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they bumped heads at first. If it's one thing we know, and that's what Devin pointed out, they put their egos to the side. If you've noticed from season one, those that bump heads in the beginning usually end up doing, if they don't try to off each other, they usually end up working out by the end.
Yeah.
Come on. What was the name of that first couple? Jamie and, oh my God, I always forget their names. But she bawled at the damn altar. Bawled. I mean, she didn't cry. She bawled. They are kids in. Kids. Still going strong. Mm. So, Marissa on the other hand, Doug, there you go. Thank you, Miss Tay. So, Marissa's like, hey, we need to lighten this mood, man, because this is about to get really spicy. And we don't want to turn Adam up again. So, mm-hmm. Let's get to game time. I missed this the first time watching. But mm-hmm. as everybody's breaking from the table, why does Mecca feel the need to ask Caitlin about Belle being feisty?
I saw that and I thought to myself, this is what Yanni's probably talking about, where he thinks Mecca was flirting with Caitlin. Because I was just like, why are you having that conversation with her?
This is not where I thought they were flirting. I'll show you. We'll get to it in a little bit because... But to me, this part, I just didn't understand. Why are you talking about your woman with another woman who's got big problems in her relationship? And maybe that's why you probably thought that. Marie says, just an excuse to talk to Caitlin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Could be. But did you see how Caitlin was like looking at him with a little kind of dreamy eyes? Just a nice little smile. As much as she had that smoke for Felipe and what he said.
Yeah.
And then when she heard about what he said about Belle... Mm-hmm. But the way she's looking at him, I don't recall her looking at Devin that way. Just
not only noticed. That, not only that, the way that Mecca was looking at her, licking his lips, you know, trying to get his LL Cool J on, you know, he doesn't do that when he's talking to Belle. He's more like, you know, too much melanin over here. I'm going to stick by that because he has proven it's not all about the looks. but next, he pulls Belle for a conversation while everyone else goes to start the game. And mm-hmm. did you notice he's not worried about what it is? The only thing he's worried about is who told what he said, not what he actually said.
Yeah. This annoyed me because this is why I made fun of Mecca about like the wine connoisseur and all that stuff. He's not smart. And here's why I say he's not smart. It's not an insult to him. Listen to what he said. He said that he thought he was talking to the guys in confidence. That was just confidence with the boys. And I'm thinking to myself, mofo, you don't see all these cameras and microphones around that you thought that what the producers were just going to edit that out so Belle wouldn't see it? That is the most ridiculous thought of anybody on reality TV. I just thought I was just saying that to them. I didn't think it was going to get back to you.
I think that it's actually worse than that because for him to say, I didn't think it would get back to you because I was talking to the guys. Why are you talking about your woman in that manner? The woman that you're supposed to be with, whether it's your girlfriend, your significant other, if it's not just a jump off.
Right.
Why are you talking about her like that to anybody in the first place?
Yeah.
But this is your wife. By the way, Prime Napa says, Caitlin Mecca equals this season's David and Madison. You agree?
No.
Yeah.
I've talked to David. We've talked to David and Madison. We've interviewed David and Madison. Mm-hmm. Nowhere.
A couple times, as a matter of fact, yeah. now, I've always, in this moment, the way that he's actually going through all this, I'm like, yeah, Bell, just leave this B-A-N, man, because he keep what little respect you have left. But she's not going to. Even though she's here, well, Bell on the outside, no, that's a lie. Bell on the outside would not walk away because you just told us that men have done this before. And you were with them. And here you are with this jackass who's been disrespecting you from the beginning.
Yeah.
And you're staying and constantly defending him. They get down to the game, right? I mean, think about this. They even do the kiss and go back downstairs. Let's just go do the game. They go back downstairs to the game. And as the bottle comes to them, and before the bottle gets to them, anything from any of the previous little spin the bottle high school games that they're playing?
I don't like these games. Because I just think they cause drama. But some people are just dumb. Because you don't have to answer the question.
Right. That part.
You don't have to. You can say pass.
It gets to them. If you found out your match was a mistake, who would you think was supposed to be your match? Bell says Tori.
Yeah. And Marissa. Great.
Caitlin said Marissa. Caitlin said Tori too, and Marissa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great answer. And then Devin says, can I watch? And then Caitlin says, I don't like that comment. This goes back to me saying Caitlin's a prude. Because that was just a joke.
That was because Devin said the joke. She don't like him. Trust me, somebody else said that, she'd have been fine.
Of course. Of course you can watch.
And I get her, I bet her ears perked up when Mecca said he would be with Michelle or Caitlin.
Yes.
Why? And why, Mecca? Why? Okay. Did you do that?
Now, I did see, I was perusing through YouTube earlier today, but I was getting ready to drop the Love is Blind episode 5. And I saw Married 10 Years say that Mecca did that and said those two names, Michelle and Caitlin, because he was trying to get back at Cam for talking and saying what he said. And for Devin, because remember, Devin called him out for being performative, right? Do you think he is that?
No. The guy that thought he said something in confidence on camera with microphones? No.
Well, and part of what she was saying was the fact that, like, okay, he, what'd she say? Well, he likes big boobs and neither one of them have it. No. He found the one thing that Belle doesn't have to say that's what he wanted. Right. You know what they do have that she doesn't have?
Skin.
Lack of melanin. Yeah. That's what he likes. When you, as a black man, go up on the show and telling everybody, oh, yeah, I don't have a racial preference, that's telling me what you want. Something that don't look like you. Plain and simple. And I think people will agree, too. He's not that smart.
Right.
Even though High Vibe says Mecca plays stupid, but he's calculated.
But you're giving him way more credit than he deserves.
Way. Okay. But I think I understand why High Vibe said this, though. Because after the game is over, Caitlin pulls Mecca. Like, this is Love Island. And they put it for a chat.
Outside.
What was this about? Yes.
Outside. You had a chat with him earlier inside where everybody's there. Why are y'all going outside after he just said that he would swap with you? Mm-hmm. So, and here's what's interesting is it's about perception. So they go outside. The conversation they're having is really about Mecca and Belle.
Mm-hmm.
But through the window, it looks flirty.
Well, is it really? By the way, Kevin, tell me why. You disagree. I want to hear why. I'd love to hear that. Please drop it in chat. Because Mecca does say, am I crazy? Am I seeing what I'm seeing? When have you ever said that to a woman?
Is there
that
something
you were
here?
First flirt? Exactly.
Am I picking up a vibe?
When you've said that to a woman, did that mean, oh, we are friends? Do I detect friendship? No. You're like, hey, is we going to be bumping pelvises later or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking, I don't think it was, I know it ended up going to about Belle, but it really wasn't. And she was way too happy, way too friendly, way too flirty with Mecca, saying that she hasn't been with Devin.
Right. But you are not the relationship person to go coach Devin, I mean, Mecca on Bill. Like, that could have been a conversation I had in the kitchen. I think going outside is disrespectful. I think if I'm in a group deal and someone pulls my girlfriend for a chat, mm-hmm. and they're outside, I'm like, it's not that I have trust issues, but I'm just like, especially
but you do have trust issues.
No. If they were to say, you know, Terrell, if I could pick anybody, I'd pick your girl over mine. Mm-hmm. And then they pull her outside, I'd be like, I trust her. I'm not worried about her. I'm talking about him.
Now, Nikki B says Adam is MVP for calling it up. Meanwhile, Trey says, I think it only looks flirty because Adam sowed that seed. It looks flirty because of what he said. Am I crazy? Yes. I see what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
He set that up. And we all, Trey, come on, Trey.
Had he not said that, Trey. No one would have been the wiser. Nobody would have
thought. Trey, when the last time you said that and you meant, am I crazy? Am I seeing what I'm seeing? I figure we should just have a good chat.
Yeah.
Come on, Trey. We all know what that means, man. And then we get the here's the other thing. We get clips of other things like Mecca putting his chain on Caitlyn, kissing her hand in front of Belle. And now I know I know what you're probably going to say. Oh, that looked like a pinky ring kiss, a promise kiss. No. You keep your lips off my woman. Right. I wish a man would put his lips on my wife. You know what you're getting coming after that? Whatever it is, it ain't gonna be nice. I don't speak of what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna say it like this. It ain't gonna be nice.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody gonna be happy after.
No. Yeah, be some furniture moving.
Oh, might be something else.
In that living room.
Might be something else moving. You know, the next thing I really hated when it comes down to this whole quadrangle is you see Belle, Mecca, Caitlyn, and Devin in the living room. Mecca's on one side, Belle's on the complete other side. In between them, in this L-shaped couch, it's Caitlyn and Devin, and they're arguing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The way that Mecca sat there smirking as that Caitlyn and Devin are arguing is wild to me. Or am I seeing things?
I think you might be. I don't know. I didn't see anything. I didn't see that. So you might be seeing some things. It might just look like he was enjoying it. Don't know.
Yeah. See, thank you. Some to be. Mecca was enjoying it. It was disgusting. He loved it. He loved that argument. He's just sitting there chilling because he knows what he's been doing flirting the other time.
Yeah.
Right. Then I know this part really. This is where we got y'all to drop that comment in there for it, because Caitlyn, again, completely being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Tells him to shut the fuck up. And he was done. And I'm so glad that Devin stood his ground and kept his word, because that was the thing that ruined the rest of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's totally disrespectful. Nobody should talk to each other like that. Right. I just don't believe in it. I don't believe, I've never in my life cussed at a woman. Even if I didn't like them, I've never cussed at somebody.
I don't think I can say that.
Yeah, no, I can say that. I haven't done it.
Well, that's very good of you. I don't think I can say that. I have to go dig deep. I probably won't have to dig deep that deep. Oh yeah, no, I definitely did. And I'm not going to say it was warranted. I'm just saying, to your point though, I've never told anybody shut the fuck up and think we're going to keep talking.
Yeah, hey, look, it's been warranted. I didn't do it.
My senior year, senior prom, my girlfriend at the time told me, shut up. I ain't talked to her for the rest of the night. I'm not the person you tell that to and think we're going to keep having a conversation. Devin, he flipped.
Yeah.
And he flipped so much that even Belle reached up to grab him like, hey, because she realized that, she just hit a nerve.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, in a toxic relationship, you like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I poked the bear. This is good. Now we're about to have some fun.
Right.
She was thinking it was going to keep going. Devin was smart. And I'm glad the next morning that they have their chat. And he's just like, yeah, we're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I do like the fact that he did that, too, because, you know, even when Devin says you don't see it from my point, Caitlyn says, I don't believe in your point. That should have been the end of the conversation right there. But to Devin's point, he stayed, calls it disrespectful, said he was done.
Yeah.
Caitlyn's like, I see you're done. and I raise you, I was done before you.
Yeah, I'm really done. There's no point in having this conversation. Duh, 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 duh. Yeah, that was so childish on Caitlin's part. But I like how, did you love the key words Devin said?
Mm-hmm.
You're disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
You're toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You put in no effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he laid it all out there. You read between the lines of it. I hope Caitlin rewatches this. But of course, she's not going to think she did anything because she's just like Courtney. No, nothing's her fault.
And that's true because she's lack of accountability. Yeah. She still made it all about it's his fault, his fault, his fault. I've never been treated. No. Don't. Because see, this is where I had to stop. I'm like, never?
Yeah.
Would you like me to say in front of these cameras some of the things you've gone through from some of the other people so everybody else knows? Because these producers will leave that in. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah.
Because see, Devin is way too nice. Me? Yeah, I'm not that nice. I would have had to get the, as Mimi calls, a professional victim, Karen, a taste of old medicine. Couple things that popped up here too, through this whole thing. Where was it here? Sorry. Kevin said someone earlier said that they were both cursing at the altar. Nikki B says telling your man to STFU is bad, but in front of the dude you were flirting with is a wild comment.
Ooh. Good point.
You didn't think about it that way, right?
Yeah, good point.
Danny says, hey, wait, no, but Caitlin, who is a prude and doesn't like the F word, she told somebody to STF you?
Yeah. I think the way she said that is different. She doesn't like just the F word when it comes to Devin.
But, but she likes him to STF you.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. User 597 says, Mecca got the hottest chick in the game wearing his chain. All right, see you with the Jay-Z reference. Okay. Go ahead. Coach Run, I agree with you here. You can't deny me sex. Talk crazy to me. Those two evils just don't mix.
Yeah, I might let you get away talking slick if sex is great.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to that either.
Maybe I'll marry you, but I'll date you for a while.
We have a little toxic situationship, but that's about it. Mimi says when he scooched to the edge of the couch and put his hand in her face, Caitlin looked over at Mecca. Ma'am, he's not gonna save you.
Yeah.
Mecca knew better. Because he wasn't going to touch Caitlin. Mm-hmm. He would have folded Mecca's ass up.
Yeah.
And Dina says, I'm toxic. Why am I toxic? That's why you were laughing.
Dina. That's why I was laughing.
That's why you were laughing. I was wondering why you were laughing so hard. Dina, why am I toxic? Because I don't put up with bullshit? I'm sorry. I don't. A sum to be, thank you very much for the super chat. Says Devin stood up for Belle too, indirectly. He did.
Yeah.
Because, Mecca was mad disrespectful in all of this, man, along the way. So Tyler says Mecca's lucky Devin didn't use his head like a rugby ball. Yep.
True.
Yeah. It's. This was a wild scene, just considering everything that happened there. By the way, I did ask Kevin what happened. He said he disagrees. I said, what do you disagree with? He said, I don't think he has a preference, race, religion, sex, etc. Yet, that's what black men say when they prefer the white women. Oh, I don't have a preference. No. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute now.
What?
It's not quite true.
Okay, here's the difference.
Yeah, clean that up.
Here's the difference, and you'll understand why I say this. Hit dog will holler, but that's not what I'm saying. Exactly, Dina. Apparently, I'm hitting a nerve.
Clean that up a bit.
Because here's the difference. And you and I have spoken, and we talk all the time, and I know. Because if anybody looks at you dating Houston, they may think go down that route, right? But that's not the case because you and I both know. I know that who you've tried to date in the past, right? And and it's not a preference in that sense for you. Tell took that personally. It's not. He did not catch us straight.
Is it possible that Mecca's the same?
You know why I doubt it?
You can't say that any black man that says I'm open anybody. only dates white women. That's what you're saying. That's not true.
That man was fine with everybody else. Michelle and Kate. I said it. I'm not backing up on it. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not backing up on it.
Oh, I know you're not.
Say it like that.
I know he's not.
Because here's the thing. Look, I've dated across the globe my damn self, but you know what? I'm never gonna go. If somebody said, what's your preference? It's always gonna be, hey. Well, my wife, obviously. Before her, it would have been a black woman. Always. Mm-hmm. That was never gonna change. Mm-hmm. It's always been that. Don't even go there. You want to go back to UTSA? Come on, let's go.
We can go back to UTSA.
Let's go.
What was your thing? Yanni, what type of women do you like? I like the women that likes me.
Exactly.
I'll date anybody. Yeah. But don't act all fist in the air at UTSA.
No. Because see, here's where you... And I knew you would do this. I love this. As a matter of fact. I love this. Shout out to Sherry Farger. Thank you very much for the super chat. Catch the live. Hi, you too. Well, hi back to you as well. Because what happened when we went to UTSA, the last year I was there was 17,000 students. What was it? 3% black?
3% black, yeah.
Right. And all the black women were dating who?
Athletes.
Exactly. Right. So we were left with whoever else was there. Now, did we also date black women while we were there? You're damn Skippy, because, you know, sometimes
it was
the other way.
It was survival, is what you're saying.
It was a
survival tactic for you back then.
Yes, it was. It was. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Now I got it.
Again, I've dated across the globe, high school, college, after college. I've dated across the globe. And that's fine. But nice try, though. Don't try to pull me into your place. Cultural says, I love black women. I'm married to a black woman, but I can't be Muslim because I love pork and white women too much.
Oh, wow.
What is wrong with you? Hey, Monica says, story time with Yanni, it's your turn. My stories are boring. Kimberly says, so you're upset about things that happened before? No, not at all. Trust me. I was good.
It was survival. it was survival.
Look, I don't think you understand. This is the nice version of both of us right now. Remember, Daniel's apartment? It was one of those New Year's Eve parties, and one girl walked up and was like, but y'all are always dating. He's like, hey, hold. Until you start sleeping with me, you don't tell me who I can sleep with.
I remember
that. Are we good? All right. And we walk off and we good. And it was never beef. We're all good.
Yeah. I remember that night like it was yesterday.
Yeah, so you remember. You know how this goes, man. Tyler says, baby, listen, I barely like light-skinned men.
Wow.
J-Roll, my preference is a black man, but I'm open to everyone but white men. No, thank you. Damn, why? Just asking.
What if he's like a Democrat? He went to an HBCU. He's a Q.
What if she comes back and goes, I'm actually Republican?
Yeah.
You know, Nikki B says, my friend got mad because all my exes look similar. So isn't that people have a type? Because I've heard people say that, right? Like people have a type and they'll usually date the same type person all the time.
I think some people have a type. Some people don't. I think it just depends.
Right.
I've seen some people like looks like all their like I know guys that all their girls roughly look the same. They find this the replica
right.
of what they had. Mm-hmm. You know, but I've seen some people that, you know, if I look at my dating history, it's a lot of different colors, a lot of different shapes, taller, smaller, bigger than me, a little bit of everything.
Like I can't pick anyone out of this lineup.
Yeah.
But and that's why, listen here, hit dog that hollered. I wasn't talking about you. Because here's the thing about it. I don't think you've ever said to me, I don't have a racial preference in that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Mecca said, which is where this whole thing started. So that's why I wasn't thinking you in that space, in that sense, right? So, by the way, Pimp Name Slipback, thank you very much for the super chat. Said Mecca heard that Steph Curry is Michelle's type. He's like, oh, that could be me. I play ball.
I could ball.
That's a good one. I almost forgot about that. By the way, Keedy says, hey, Tyler, not even Senator Ossoff? Felicia says, Terrell with the no type energy. And Something B says, Terrell loves a good buffet.
Yeah, been open minded. Why not?
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure where this one came from, but I like this one because I know you always like to talk about this. I have so many issues with that statement of who to sleep with. So if your partner slept with 300 men the night or week before, is that an issue or because you haven't told her who not to sleep with?
What? If... Were we together when she slept with these 300 men?
Because if it's or, 100, it don't
matter. Or did I just meet her? Did I just meet her after she slept with 300 men? I was just confused on that. Since my partner, she slept with other people. That's a problem. But if I didn't know her and I just happened to meet her at the club and coincidentally she had 300 people before she got with me, that's not an issue to me.
By the way, J-Ro answered the question and said, nope, his family could have owned mine back in slavery time. Just saying. And I'm a Democrat.
All right.
I feel you. User 597 said, I'm still trying to fix this. There's nothing to fix. I know this man almost better than he knows himself. Trust me. I told him after his last relationship when it was over. Like I knew on this day it was over. He's like, huh? I know you. Oh, my God. Look, man, appreciate you guys, man. By the way, Coach Run says, I went to University of Texas. I've seen some white women that will make you change your religion and your political beliefs.
Hook 'em. I lived in Austin. I get it. And he went back then when there was a lot of black people in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
Yeah, I guess to each his own. Yes, Felicia, I agree. Coach Run doing more. Coach Run is testing the limits. He's like, baby, can we have an argument? It's been 12 years.
We haven't argued in 12 years. That's just for fun. For shits and giggles.
I don't know. She's at the gym like, no, they didn't do a pod today. Oh my God. Okay, let's clear some of these other ones out of here first. Let's see. Oh, by the way, Coach Run said this earlier today. Said, salute to the RGRT family. I'm currently running the Rio Grande 100 Ultra Marathon in South Fork, Colorado. I'm supporting the show until I lose signal. Dang. Wait, so you are running
and commenting?
Wow. Coach Run's the truth, man.
You a bad man.
I said, bad mother, shut your mouth.
I can't walk in sight.
Damn. Unveil asked so much earlier about if we were high, because is that why they giggle so much? No, we just actually like to have fun. That's all.
Yeah. It's a Saturday night. Why not laugh?
It's a Monday. It doesn't matter. I'll laugh then too. And let's see, just a couple more to get out of here. Something to be said this earlier. Said Nikki and Sean are not the same. Nikki needs a man who naturally brings out her softness and empowers her, not an insecure man who is competing with her.
Yeah, how do you bring out a woman's softness?
Well,
Jedi mind.
Well, they're away, sir.
Okay.
I will say this. Sean is playing a game at this moment is what I'm noticing. I think Nikki has definitely decided to dive into this and go all in. But something tells me, Sean, just think about the comments he makes when he's not in front of her. He made the 10-7 comment. Bad enough, but okay. And we'll get to that in episode 18 as well, because apparently we'll get the rest of the story. But the way he talked about her mac and cheese, the way he talked about other stuff, I just realized, like, he got what he wanted. Now he's ready to say no on decision day. He's not saying yes on decision day. Plain and simple.
Whether they had actual sex or not, he got the release he wanted.
Yes.
And so now he can be the real him.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's what he's doing. So I think that's the case. Nikki B says, I seem too nice for her. Come on, Terrell, let's go cut up at dinner.
Oh, Nikki B.
Hi, Vibe asks, what's my sign? Aquarius. I have no idea what that means for, because I don't, I have no idea about the signs or anything like that. You know, you're big on your sign, Terrell, but.
Yeah, just mine, though, because I'm selfish and Scorpio. I know all about mine.
We know.
Everything about mine.
And Maria at least agrees with Sean saying that he is done with Nikki. Hope she says no, so she's not embarrassed. Exactly.
Yeah.
I actually believe that, too. I really hope she says no, and maybe she will, and she's just playing the long game to get to the end, too. But hopefully so, because
maybe.
I honestly believe he is going to say no. Mm. You're Scorpio, right?
Yep.
So is Mecca.
Yeah, but look at my nails. What do you see?
They're filled in.
What do you see? Nothing. I get my hair cut every week. I keep this tight. We are not the same.
And that's where we'll end it. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging with us, man. As always, a lot of fun. Don't forget tomorrow. Matter of fact, we've got three more days of lives coming up, right? Because tomorrow night, we're going to do the episode 18. There's a lot to get to in that one, too. Then Monday, we're going to do Love is Blind UK episode 7. And Tuesday, Love is Blind UK episode 8. Giving you time to catch up. All right? So appreciate you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. Coach Run, good luck on the run.
Yeah, good luck, brother.
And something to be behaving in that lounge. Yeah.
Get it, something to be. Shoot your shot in the lounge.
Shoot your shot. Do us a favor, please. If you haven't already, hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Schultz.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.